Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Irk FM. Oh, my God.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Irk FM International starts now.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 339 of Irk FM International, coming to you from the Channel Irk studio here in Western Sydney. I'm back, and thankfully the dental procedure from last week went well, and I'm no longer in pain, so any slips of the tongue, I can't blame the drugs or the numbness of my mouth for. Let's get straight on to the music. We have a band with my real name in the title. We have a sneak preview of an upcoming talk podcast from me and a couple of tunes from a fellow podcaster. I'm Irk, your gold man. The first band is Goldman. Goldman, Hello Girl.
We'll say hello, 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 girl. Hello. Hello. I said, hello. Hello. Hello, girl. Hello. Hello. Hello, girl. So good to be on the road.
Good to be on the run. start. Unlock the door. Flop your feet across my floor. If you need to know who I would live or die for, it would be you. The day seems long when you can't tell right and wrong. If the power of a song could change it all, I put my faith in you. You are beautiful, breathless like a flower, shining like a crystal, tender in your power. You are wonderful, fine words to embrace me, I love it when you face me, sweet this middle name, sweetness, sweetness. So crisp and neat, from your hat down to your feet, we pop the shadows if they follow you along that little street. We're coming through. You are beautiful, breathless like a flower, shining like a crystal, tender in your power. You are wonderful, five words to embrace me, I love it when you face me, sweetness middle name, sweetness, sweetness.
Seven months, and one day we got the word. No one's supposed to lie. is that?
I'm not looking for a message from heaven above. Death is the victim when push comes to shove. If heaven on earth is what he really intends, on the books he play against to take away a good friend. Every man has his own life, some play it safe. Don't even push your power of faith, because I'm coming to get you, coming to get you. Put away your holy scrim, then just what I bet you. Ain't that on your belief that I want you to see? I'm asking for my freedom, so don't reach into me. Cause I'm back to the back, to the point I made before. It's not leading me to heaven, to the right.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
You're not home. Gonna pack my bags, I'm gone. You see my destination written in a magazine. It's 3 a.m., rain's coming down. Got the water on the ground beneath my feet. I'll walk calmly out of town. Heaven, take me, you never break me. Heaven, take me. Heaven, take me. You never break me. Heaven, take me. Stars are out. I hear the taxi driver shout. Grab my phone, grab my keys and a little cash. The streets are cold and I'm so alone. My head is heavy, I'm a little stoned. I've got nothing but my soul and some dignity. Heaven, take me, you'll never break me. Heaven, take me. No, no. Heaven, take me, you'll never break me. Heaven, take me. Have the good times and you threw them all away. You just don't even care. Time's a wasting, but time's a fool. Never going back, never going back there. You're not home. Gonna pack my bags, I'm gone. You see my destination written in a magazine. 3 a.m. and you're not home. Heard my message on the phone. That's the last time that you ever hear from me. Heaven, take me. You'll never break me. Heaven, take me, yeah. No, no. Heaven, take me, you'll never break me. Heaven, take me, yeah. It's 3 a.m., you're not home. Tired of being poor, she turned herself into a whore and tried to get the facts right in her mind. But what's she doing over there? She's dancing in her underwear, her worries and her cares left way behind. Wahoo! Crazy mama. Wahoo! Save yourself. Wahoo! Crazy mama. Wahoo! Save yourself. She's had it hard, and that's the truth. A woman deprived of her youth, and the hand of God was nowhere to be found. Her days are long, spent all alone. She moves to lift the telephone, and she's smiling as she listens to the sound. Wahoo, crazy mama. Wahoo, save yourself. 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 Save yourself, 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 save yourself. Save yourself, save yourself, save yourself,
save yourself.
There was a lot going on there. That was Nick Tan with his new single, Crazy Mama. Before that, we also heard from Nick with his song, 3 a.m., and I was up at 3 a.m. but I was just getting home from work. Before that, speaking of my place of employment, we heard from Red Yak with their song November 85, a song that I played way back on episode 1 of Urk FM. Prior to that, we heard a couple of songs from a band called Shake Hands Eric. Yes, Shake Hands Eric. Awesome name for a band that, with Sweetness middle name, and prior to that, Turning Down the Thunder. And to open up the episode, we heard from Goldman with I'm on the Run, and to open up the episode at the 2-minute mark, Hello Girl. Hope you're all well for Urk FM International episode 339. Nick Tan, he is a fellow podcaster, has been on Urk FM before, has been interviewed by me, actually, on Urk FM as well. He's very prolific in the singing-songwriting genre. He's from Southampton in the UK. He also performs at a lot of gigs in and around that area and also heading up to London. Also, he's promoting shows as well and trying to help other musicians get gigs also. And apart from all that, he's also a music podcaster. He's a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasting. He reached out to us during the week and said, dudes, I have a new song. Would you like to play it? And of course, a whole heap of us leapt onto it, including me. So Nick Tan, very nice bloke. Didn't get to meet him, unfortunately, when I was touring Europe in 2011. I guess the good thing about being a musician and a music podcaster is that he would be able to give opinions and insights because he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the actual instrumentation and how songs are sung and produced and everything like that, whereas my knowledge is a little bit different. Prior to that, we heard from Red Yak with their song November 85, which actually forms part of the theme of a new podcast that I'm doing called On the Rails with Urk. That's one for the train heads and the railway heads out there. So I'm going to talk about my experiences on the rails, so to speak, and railways from around the world. I've noticed that there's a lot of aviation podcasts out there for people who like airplanes, but for people who like trains, not so much. So coming up from May on channelurk.com, I will be going ahead and talking about that. Red Yak, as I said, I played them originally on Urk FM on episode number 1. And who knows what they're even doing? Because it's been quite a long time since they've been on the show. So I can't exactly tell what they're doing from their website, but they've been around for quite some time. I played them first of all in 2009-2008 on Urk FM and also Urk Pod. So yeah, they've been around for some time. We also heard before Red Yak, Shake Hands Eric, courtesy of Rob from Juice Management and Promotion. Awesome band name with, you know, my name in the title. They are from Peterborough in the UK. They're actually number one in Peterborough in the UK at the moment. They call themselves Indie Sunswept Folk Poppy Cocker Rock Pop. So they basically call themselves Cock Rock, I think. They are based in Peterborough in the UK. They achieved the top 20 best independent artist status in 2009. They have had a lot of airplay from podcasts around the world. They performed at the Peterborough Beer Festival for the fourth year in a row in 2012. And they've been around for quite some time. They've also had releases overseas. They've appeared on BBC and local radio in the UK as well. Their new single, Turning Down the Thunder, which is one of the ones that we heard, was independently released by the band, has only just been released. A new album is expected later in 2013. And to open up, we heard from Goldman. And right at the start of the episode, you would have heard a rather lame Goldman joke from me. I play Mike Goldman myself. Goldman, let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a singer-songwriter based in LA. He originally grew up on the Ivory Coast of West Africa, later escaping as a political refugee. He arrived in the US and soon after that began pursuing his passion for music. He says that the biggest challenge for him staying at home when he was home in West Africa was just staying alive. Many family members and friends died in that war that he fled from, but now he's in the US. He wants to make music and not war. His music is a fusion of pop, rock and hip-hop with a flair of psychedelic funk. So he's performed at such venues such as the Whiskey A Go-Go, the Cat Club, the Mint and the Venice Beach Music Festival. Now, courtesy of SGC Media, coming up, they've just done a tour of Australia. We are about to hear Half Moon Run with their song Full Circle.
Your hand turns full circle.
I'm hopeless with no coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing nothing, blowing off the rest. And the riddles and the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks and fracture from your hip to your chest as I watch.
It's your hand turns full circle.
Thank you.
My life. as you rule the sound, we'll stand and make our voices count for all the times we lost out.
Courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion, that was Personal with their song Perfect Empty Clone. Prior to that, we heard from Inherit the Stars with their song Caught in the Crossfire. prior to that, Dean Buckingham with his song Saved, and to open up that set, courtesy of SGC Media, Half Moon Run with their song called A Full Circle. I actually was going to play that particular song by Half Moon Run on last Friday's episode of IRC FM Australia because it was sent to me by SGC Media. So I thought, oh, well, they must be an Australian band because SGC Media primarily deals with Australian bands. However, looking into their bio, they actually aren't Australian, and so they don't fit on that particular show. They have, however, just been on a tour of Australia. They are from the People's Republic of Canada. So that's why they wouldn't fit onto the Australian show. They are aged between the ages of 21 and 25, but armed with solid training and raw talent, they mix and combine their different musical backgrounds. Their complex arrangements, inspired by both classical and modern composers, are particularly surprising to hear and see during their live shows. They've been together for less than 2 years, but they have quickly caught the ear of programmers and tastemakers. They have performed at South by Southwest, CMW, M for Montreal, and The Great Escape. They were also proclaimed as the Buzz Kings of the festival by NME for the Montreal Festival. 2012 kicked off with the launch of their debut album Dark Eyes in Canada, and it went straight into the Canadian charts. They had a tour of Canada, and then they embarked on a marathon 32 gigs in 32 days in Europe, including festivals in France, Germany, and The Great Escape in the UK. And so they've just come back from another European tour and also a visit to Australia. So that is Half Moon Run. We then heard from Dean Buckingham, who is collaborating with a group called Sweden Got Soul. Sweden Got Soul is a home for great music performed by a variety of talents. The goal is to write, produce soulful music regardless of genre. Sweden Got Soul is based in Stockholm, Sweden. However, Dean is based in the UK. So after Sweden Got Soul, we heard from Inherit the Stars, courtesy of Pete from Amicon Records. Then after Inherit the Stars, I have to tell you about those guys in a second. We heard from Personal, and Personal are a four-piece band formed in January 2011. They are from London in the UK. Their sound can be defined as indie rock, blending all aspects of the late 80s genres with the fresh sound bits of the year 2000. So we're going to move on for our penultimate artist of the episode. We are going to hear from Marshall Lawrence, who recently contacted me and says, "Erk, I have some new music. Would you like to play it?" And I'm like, "Yes, please." So here's Marshall Lawrence. We're going to open up with Factory Closing Blues. This is Erk on
Lord,
FM.
These factory closing blues are slowly killing me right now.
Well, I woke up this morning, Lord, those factory gates were closed.
Woke up this morning, the factory gates were closed.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, Lord, those factory gates were closed.
Woke up this morning, the factory gates were closed.
Well, a boss man told me, son, you better get on. In my cupboard, there was no food in my house.
Look in my cupboard, there was no food in my house.
Yeah, I looked in my refrigerator, there was no food in my house.
Look in
future. I ask him, what am I gonna do?
Went to my preacher for him to tell me what.
Well, I visit my preacher. I ask him what I'm gonna do.
Went to my preacher for him to tell me what.
He said, get on your knees, boy, and ask the Lord to forgive you. Jump in the river. I'm gonna leave this veil of tears.
Jump in the river. Gonna leave this veil.
I'm gonna jump in the river. I'm gonna leave this veil of tears.
Jump in the river. Gonna leave this veil.
I'm gonna sit right down next to Jesus. Sort out all my fears.
making a return to IrkFM International. That was Marshall Lawrence with his song Help Me Find My Way Home.
I have nowhere else to go.
Shauna. And prior to that, Factory Closing Blues. And prior to that, of course, we heard from Personal. And before that, Inherit the Stars, who I've been able to find something about. Marshall Lawrence is preserving history and pushing boundaries. Living Blues said, quote, few artists can match Marshall Lawrence's solo acoustic presentation. A gifted translation of Delta Blues expression, Blues intervention should cement Lawrence's reputation as a neo-Delta visionary. And let me tell you a little bit more about him. He is endorsed by the Rocky Mountain Slide Company, which is rather cool. You can also book him as a solo artist if you like. His main genre is blues, secondary genre being acoustic. He is, again, Canadian. He's from Edmonton in Alberta. He performs as a solo act in an acoustic duo or an acoustic trio format. He has been a Maple Blues Award nominee, a Canadian Independent Music Award nominee, and he's had a great career so far, and he's still going. He calls himself the Doctor of the Blues. He has been inducted to the Blues Hall of Fame as a great blues artist. He performs acoustic slide and finger blues and roots with a true and genuine blues feel. His music is described as neo-Delta acid blues and roots, Delta-style blues and roots with a raw edge and an acid twist. He's released 3 CDs at least in 2003, 2008 and 2010. The Morning After and Blues Intervention have charted in the top 10 in the Canadian Roots Music Report. So that is quite cool. So that was Marshall Lawrence. And we heard from Inherit the Stars a little bit earlier. I can actually tell you something about them now. They are from Sheffield, Dave and Caroline territory from the Bugcast. They are a quartet from Sheffield. They are an explosion of sound that should not be missed. All four members are already well acquainted with the stage. Their live shows ooze energy and creating an impressive gigging experience. They are most recognisable for their powerful rock riffs, lulling string arrangements, adrenaline-styled synth lines and distinctive choruses. And so keep a lookout for their new full-length album. So that was Inherit the Stars from Sheffield in the UK. So on this episode, so far we have heard from Goldman, Shake Hands, Eric, Red Yak, Nick Tan, Half Moon Run, Dean Buckingham, Inherit the Stars, Personal, and Marshall Lawrence. Our music today has come from Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, Ambicon Records, Music Alley, and also the artist directly, courtesy of Jamendo. We're going to close the episode up with the theme song of IrkFM, and we're going to hear it in full. It is by Cybersnake. Can't tell you much about the group except that they are from Russia. It's a rather awesome song and it really, really fits what I'm trying to achieve here on IrkFM. This episode, of course, is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. If you haven't had enough music, you can also listen to me on IrkFM Australia, IrkFMAustralia.com, every Friday, bringing you great Australian music. If you like your music a little bit louder, also check out IrkFM Metal Monday each and every Monday on IrkFMMetalMonday.com. And if that's still not enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, including Mr. Nick Tan, who we heard from a little bit earlier with his show called Is This Thing On? Rather cool name for a podcast, and I wish I had thought of it first, but Nick got in there first, so good on you for that, Nick. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. See you next week, and here is Music Is Life by Cybersnake. See you next week. Goodbye for now.
So many years of
people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life is.